It's another episode of the Jared Stories, and this should be fun, just like the previous one. Thank you to everyone who's been clicking on the link, and then you share your anonymous stories. For those who don't know what the Jared Stories is all about, is you send a confession about your relationship, about yourself, or anything that you feel like you want to let out of your chest, and it's anonymous. We won't see the email. We won't see nothing from your end. So we don't know who sent out these questions, but we go through them, we react to them, we give a comment, and you also get to participate in them because the comment section is open.
And we've seen some crazy stories, mnakapitia, but we are here to offer you a virtual hug.
Yeah.
And to tell you.
And a laugh as well.
Yeah. Na tuko hapa pamoja na nyinyi. Yeah.
Have you been?
I've been good, good.
You're well?
Snacking on my Dairyland, hazelnut, chocolate, you?
Mm-hmm. I've been well as well, snacking on my Dairyland. I'm not snacking. Yeah, I need to be.
Take real white.
No. The petty forgiver. Orange crunch.
Okay.
Sasa.
Let's go. So, who do you want to go first?
You can go first.
All right. So, I'm waiting for the first story.
How do you guys open chocolates like with decency? Because me, I just go. Or the jugular. Tinanga your time.
Which story has fascinated you the most so far?
The story that has fascinated me the most so far, it's a couple.
Mm-hmm.
There's the one where the lady was... there are many. There's the best friend one,
mm-hmm.
where the lady introduced the guy to the best friend. Then wakamtoa.
Mm.
Then there's a best friend like a couple. And then there's another one where the lady was paying for the guy's stuff. And then when she was broke, she wanted to go back for them.
When you're going to find assignments?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then there's also the one where the guy was trying to make the chick to be like Wanjiru. Mbaye mapalazo.
Yeah.
Atai kuongea kaa mimi. Nasasa amemwacha.
My favorite one has been the one for mwenye ako single. Mwenye ako na crush. Mwenye uyo crush hampendi. Alafu akona, like it's so much.
The one in Canada.
I'm
single and stressed. Yeah.
So it's been a lot. Okay.
So I can't wait to see what stories you're going to be reading today. Because they come in thick and fast.
Yeah. Do they though? Okay, Sawa. First one. dating a broke guy who isn't making an effort, isn't it? Imagine paying for the first date. And not taking that as a biggest red flag. Worst part is him suggesting to go out for lunch and asking me to pay as if it was my idea. Anyway, you live, you learn how to heal emotionally and financially after that whole situation.
Yo, I feel like
the debate here, who pays for the first date? Is that even a debate now? The guy pays.
In 2023? Surely in 2023, are you saying women are not capable of paying for their own first date?
Ben, be serious. Like,
you me, Nico team empowerment. I've always been on that side. So whoever comes up with the idea.
So you'd let me pay for the first date?
You never paid for the first date.
I'm asking. Mm. In 2023, mm-hmm. you would let me pay for the first date?
You see, me, I'm not dating. So me, I don't experience those problems. But... first of all, I feel like that question has a lot of feeding. Like, it's like, oh, damn, oh, damn, na feeding program. Our patkanish. Yeah, it'll work. So she's tired of feeding. And that's what I'm picking up from that conversation. But that question for first dates, I think it's the one. Okay, of course, most probably. 70%.
70? What are we talking about? Ben, be serious. Like, you'd let a lady pay for your first date. No, stop looking for like my Dan Kingangi. At one person has to oppose. Just be realistic.
Yeah, KAW911. Nasikia umekwama pale Westlands.
Stop.
Okay.
Say your honest thoughts.
I wouldn't myself because of my ego.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that. Especially if I like her. Mm. I wouldn't.
And if you don't like her?
Hey. Hey, you don't want free food.
Na kulipia Uber home.
Hey, but a mini baby boy, soft life.
Anyway, go to the next one.
Yeah. You, would you, do you think should pay for the first date?
The guy.
Oh, really? I like it. Okay, so this question is, we dated for a whole 6 months, and the only time we spent money on he spent money on me was when he sent me credit here 90 bob. And to him, that was such a big romantic move. He was so proud of himself and became so entitled just because of 90 bob. It's not like he couldn't afford, he was just stingy. Then when I officially decided I will never be an understanding girlfriend. I'm assuming this relationship ended. So the guy sends 90 bob and then, you know, he calls you like, you know.
Hey, but it's the entitlement of thinking 90 bob is everything.
I mean, it depends on the hour. First of all, I just
said... And she said, alikuwa na ability to give more.
Mm-hmm.
He just chose 90 bob and he clung onto 90 bob.
What if it's a trick?
Why are we tricking people in 2023?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe, you know, people have weird takes. So I told you that story of the guy who told me that, for him to date a girl, he has to take them through a test. So like once in a while, atamwambia he's been sacked, he doesn't have a job, he can't pay rent, so that he can see how the chick will behave.
Is he in a relationship or single now?
He actually has like two wives. I'm not even lying to you, man. He has two wives.
Never. Absolutely.
So I don't know. But I feel like with Ajasema, which network is specifically, but with 90 bob, maybe like past midnight, you can get like a lot of unlimited calls. I don't know if those things still exist.
No, 90 bob is a fluke.
So this chick officially decided that she's not an NGO and she's done being an understanding girlfriend.
Good for her. She deserves that. Okay. Oh, this one is long. Okay. I recently broke up with my baby daddy, found out he was cheating na some chick from church. He used to tell me to go to another church, ndio nisiwaijua what was going on. After I found out, he blamed me for his actions. He even brought that chick to our house, hid our kids' toys and my clothes, slept on the same bed. He had commitment. I suspected there was something going on from kitambo because they used to talk on calls like every day. Now they were long phone calls. His dad died juicy from cancer. Hey, this story has twists. So for a long time, he was in hospital. Can you imagine how I found out about the dad's illness? Through the chick over their messages. So after the dad passed on, kulikuwa na arrangements za burial, harambe, etc. This was before I found out about their relationship, of course. As his girlfriend, I had to support him. Ndio ujue tulipangwa. He made sure I didn't go for the harambe because the girl was there and the girl didn't go for the burial because I was there.
This is happening in Nairobi?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell you, you need to be kind to people. You don't know what people are going through. Can you imagine? This lady, you're mourning, there's a heartbreak.
Then there's a kid involved.
There's church.
There's church layers. Involved.
So let's go through it slowly. So the first time, this guy is dating two chicks, but he keeps telling one of them not to go to that church.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you praise and worship? You don't even believe in pianos.
Yeah, but you didn't pia kubali kwenda to another church. Just oh, because the guy said so.
Yeah. And then there was the part where the saddest part and also the wildest part is where he's bringing one of the chicks to the memorial service, memorial fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Harambe.
Oh, one of them anaitwa kwa harambe, mwingine anaitwa kwa burial. That should also tell you where amemweka. If wewe ndo unaitwa harambe, it means you're the one with the money. If wewe unaitwa kwa funeral, you're there for the pictures.
Their layers, but wameachana or recently broke up, so wameachana. So it's good. I hope you have a healthy
co-parenting. Also, the commitment situation. Of the guy to hide the toys. Now imagine unapata baiskeli imekwa juu ya fridge. that was our social experiment we're doing at work. We want to see.
But good thing you broke up. But I hope for the baby you have a healthy co-parenting situation. All right,
like,
next up.
Like that story has been so wild. I've not even been sad for the guy for losing the
the dad.
Yeah, like.
Like, I mean, it's layered.
Like, it's crazy. Okay, so this one is. So there's this girl that I really like a lot. So this is from a dude. Assuming. I am this guy, actually. I'm assuming. I am this guy. When I like a girl, I want to take her on dates, buy flowers. Yani, be all in. You know, this is the guy you guys, all of you, keep talking about. Eh? Let's see how this story ends. the problem is being Mr. Nice Guy, mtu ufumble vibaya sana. For some reasons, girls don't like this type of guys. But that's naturally who I am, though. Though, na staki kufumble na uyu. Walai, so now I'm like gratifying her to make her want me more. I know this is toxic, like it's the only way I can get I can get her though. Lakini mbona madem upenda those guys though.
So he's turning into a bad guy ili umdem ampende.
Yeah, like I'm assuming sasa yum text usiku amevaa durag amejipaka kiwi hapa. So Mufasa.
Change your toxic ways.
Is it true though? Like if you found a guy who the guy was into you, buys you flowers, takes you on first dates, so treats you really nice. Have you ever been with such a guy and then you just dropped them?
No, see, those are good guys. Like you want to have those in your corner.
Are you sure? Can you speak for a majority of even your friends?
No, I'm speaking for myself.
No, but you of course you know the experiences of your friends.
Yeah, but I'm speaking for myself.
I know you're speaking for yourself at this moment.
I'm speaking for myself.
But you don't live in this world in isolation. You know the experiences. I've just arrived.
Wait, what's your take on bad boys versus nice guys? I think we talked about it on the Nook sometime.
I've just come to realize that, of course, make your intentions known.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you're nice, you're nice. You don't need to change that. I don't know, but it's a balance where you're not also like simping, you know? Like you maintain your frame, you maintain your manhood. Where, although love can make you simp, oh my God. Me, I've seen friends who, tukiwa pamoja, they are like real G's. Alafu unapata natumia na Karen B jioni hapo hivyo. If I could die before I went.
Unakumbuka kuna msi alikuwa a Jared story alituambia open your eyes because love can close them.
Oh, open your eyes. Yeah, open your eyes. Watu wanakuanga ma philosopher ukiwa na heartbreak.
Open your eyes because love can close them.
Ukiwa na heartbreak. Medhali utoka tu hivi.
Oh, that's the word here. Open your eyes because love can close them.
I think make your intentions known. There's no need for you to fumble it because also some chicks are turned off by just mean these toxic rappers.
Exhibit A.
Yeah, and these are Jarul pia zilisha. But still maintain your frame.
Basta right.
Yeah, like come on, man. No, so like you under this. So you still maintain like your respect. Don't. I don't know the right word for it, but don't simp too much.
Just be you. If you like the person, so you like the person.
But of course, kuna kongana some level of, like for example, you can't send 4 messages na azijajibiwa. Na uko tu hapo, hey, I'm seeing you online. Like, come on,
okay,
man.
So what are you supposed to do?
Kama ajajibu, unangoja siku nyingine atajibu.
Okay.
And you move on with your life. Kama atajibu, maybe pia huku make the cut. Huku make kwa same is. You're out. Yeah.
All right. So
yeah.
Yeah,
let us know your opinions, guys, on the comment section below. So chime in. You guys are also philosophers. Namna kapitia kweli kweli proper.
This one is long. Okay, do you read it? Ama, we take turns.
No, just read it.
Okay. Hey, loves.
Hey.
I bet you hey, loves. So there's this guy I have dated for 3 years and broke up early 2018. We never had any issues in our relationship until the day he found a text in my phone calling another guy babe. I was this type of person who used to call my male friends these sweet names, but nothing serious. I tried explaining to him, but he wouldn't listen to me. He requested for a break. And the worst thing is me allowing him to have his own time and process all that had happened. We met after like 9 months later, thinking he had thought about everything I had told him. 9 months. But still, he wouldn't believe me. Ushawisikia kulilia mwanaume bus station ya Kanairo na vile watu huwa me.
So kama ni analilia bus station huu ni Wakamulu, Joska, Langata, South Sea.
Ata kuna Kiambu.
Kiambu bus station?
Utawala.
Oh, Utawala. Utawala.
Si Kiambu ilikuwa BS? Ama wali change?
Me, I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I literally cried sauti kitoka desperate despite the kujaribu kuzuia. I love this guy wholeheartedly. I had been cutted by handsome guys than him.
Oh.
Hey, but this guy meant everything to me. I wouldn't fall for just anyone because they were handsome. Na si ati pia huyu alikuwa na doya kunitreat or something. He was still a student back then and I was okay because my family would provide for me anything I wanted. I have never asked a man for money and I just think that's not in me. I was depressed to a point I would see myself worthless because I had been dumped. I even thought cutting communication with these male friends of mine would solve everything. I was done for anything but wapi bado. Wapi bado I was dumped. A year later, still I wasn't healed. So this is 2 years now because kuna ile 9 months, alafu kuna this 1 year. And I thought getting into a relationship would at least make me forget about him and move on with my life. Makio, at this point, he's already in a relationship, I saw on his status. Let me tell you, maina kiliniramba, hatukukata 6 months. The guy started giving me silent treatment. Then later on, akani text akisema, sio mimi ndio shida ni yeye. He has family issues he's dealing with at that moment and he wanted a break. Because I wasn't invested in him much, hata sikungoja depression ingine. I immediately cut communication na yeye. And before we broke up, my ex alikuwa ameona on my status, I had moved on. Na akajifanya kuniambia how happy he was for me, because when I'm happy, he's also happy. Then he said that he feels like he owns me. Yo, cut the crap, boy. Why would your happiness depend on
mine? Like
I feel like at this point,
she's addressing him. So go on, sis. And vent
it
out.
Are you kidding me? I told him it would be best if we didn't talk, because for me, to be honest, I still hadn't moved on. Started dating another guy about 2 years later and thought I had found the one, but we broke up after 5 months due to distance and communication issues. It's now a year of not dating, but to be honest, I've tried all I could to forget about this 2015 to 2018 guy. But I haven't. Uya Lililia. I even cut communication a long time ago with him, and the only time I can say we speak if he texts me inquiring something about, but our conversation doesn't go further than greetings and what exactly he's inquiring for. Ikienda sana ni 5 messages. I have even prayed to God a couple of times about this situation and asked him to remove whatever is not connected to me in my life, but this guy is in one of the things that has been in my mind all the 5 years we have parted. Hey, I can even count the number of times we spoke since we broke up. So I don't think it's communication that some people would say it's the one keeping us connected. I don't know what to do, honestly, at this point in my life, but I still trust God that whatever is not bound to be part of me and it's a distraction in my life, he will cut it loose sooner. I have met handsome men, but I have never met anyone I connected so well with like this guy. So mature, understanding, loving. But one thing he told me, for him, once trust is broken, for him, it's over. And that's why he wouldn't believe me, because he had trusted in me so much. He's the type of person, if I had a problem, he would be willing to help me 100%. And I'm saying this because he said so, and I haven't been in a position where he wanted help so much, but I didn't give him the chance. Kindly help.
Hey.
Unakumbuka the beginning of this story?
I remember it, but I feel like we need to invoice her, first of all, for therapy. Like, this is free therapy. She needed to vent. But also, first of all, of course, it's a niche. I don't believe her 100%. I don't believe that the guy just found a text calling somebody babe and he walked out. I feel like maybe there was more. I know how women think.
So, okay, Dr. Love, yeah, proceed.
And I told you I'm writing a book. So I don't believe her. I feel like there's some information that we've not been given there. But number two also, I think I also don't like it when you date a girl, or when I used to date a girl and she's still calling other people, other guys like Han, babe.
But if you liked that person and they apologized, you'd still not take them back?
No, maybe it was a recurrent trend. Like, surely you just remember their names. Just Brian. Brian is shorter than babe. Ken is just 3 words. Why did you have to call him sweetheart? Those are like 8 words, 8 letters.
Why does it have to be?
Yeah, why does it have to be sweetheart? Do you know how much effort you need to say sweetheart? And you can just say Ken. So if I'm dating you, you can't be calling other guys Han. You can't. So for me, that is a no-no. But also, she also keeps emphasizing on this handsome thing. You know, I've met handsome guys before. It's like,
yeah.
It's like she wasn't sure if the other guy was handsome or whatever. I don't know.
No, she wasn't, because she's saying for sure there were more handsome men than this man.
Then after that, she waited for 9 months.
2 years, actually.
Yeah, total of them came. Ew, mchana akona time. You're still in masters. Saying you want a masters in HR. T-shirt for Twitter.
And a pair of tips.
Hey, but those are my I'm hanger.
I don't know. I feel like the guy is not into her.
Of course.
For sure. Because like if someone has apologized to you and you really liked this person.
Yeah.
And she seems like she is hell-bent on changing her ways. Then I don't think the guy was feeling her in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like he's moved on with his life, and I think you need to.
He did. He posted on his WhatsApp. No. Is he the one who posted on WhatsApp?
I don't even know. Your party, but now, also, I forgot.
But also, the fact that... forgotten that
you
part.
See, that's this whole story is wrong. It's very long.
Yeah, but she just needed to vent. You will be well. You'll be well. You'll be well, sis. You'll be well.
It's just a
season. And let me tell you, tough seasons don't last, but strong people. But tough people do.
So, Meribu, you're saying you're
saying. Okay. Let me check out this story. Hey, Ben and Shiro, I'm 22 years old. I've been with this guy for almost 2 years now. I know. I should be focusing on learning and improving myself, but here we are. So back to the story. I just graduated in uni and got some job some months ago. On the other hand, the guy is still in school. I feel really bad that he can never take me out on dates. So all those cute things, and do all those cute things for me. I love him, and whenever he needs me to come through for him financially, I always do. I've never talked to him or told him how I feel because I'm afraid that it might make him feel less of a man, but it really bothers me. Oh, so she feels bad that the guy can't do a lot of cute stuff for...
I think you need to have that conversation. It's painful, it's hard, but I think you need to have that conversation.
She's 22 years old. She's been dating for 2 years already. Well, she started when she was 20.
Mm.
And then the guy is still in school, but the lady has finished. And so what's the issue here? I never talked to him or told him how I feel because I'm afraid. Oh, I feel really bad that he can never take me out on dates and do all those cute things for me.
The truth is, unless a guy has either a job in uni or their parents are really well off, chances of him being able to spoil you the way you see on social media are very rare, because he's also just a student. So there has to be that understanding of the season of life that he's in, and that you're both in, and you make peace with that, that it does get better for sure. Once he's done, he gets a job, it does get better. Is there a willingness for him, like when he gets kidogo chums, he tries to spend
from
on
where?
You?
From where? No, Miskel Bilchaleo. Person I talk about university.
Okay, what's your advice, you?
No, you finish your advice, by the way. Don't.
No, that's all I wanted to say.
I don't know. I feel like when you're in campus, your expectations should be like really low, like from a guy. Because where is he supposed to get hugs? No, just like maybe other cute things, but financially, maybe just lower expectations. The other day, we were talking with my friend Donnie, and we were just reminiscing how to QAKU at some point we had to, like, we would avoid kuka na madem sa zingine sana, kwa sababu we can't keep up either with also their lifestyle, and we also can't keep up with what they want or what they expect us to do for them. So, like, of course, we'd like see them a couple of days in campus, but then there were just days we didn't want to see them. And you know, you were in that category.
Okay.
Of wale madame ataki kushinda nao sana.
But here we are now.
Yeah. We can't keep up with that, you know?
Yeah.
I remember that time even going for Terrific Tuesdays was such a big deal. There was one time we went to TRM, that was like once a SEM. Mm. And, you know, after that, we wanted to run for MPs, Roy Sambu. So I think you just lower your expectations when the guy is in campus. When both of you are in campus, because I also, well, she has a job. He doesn't have a job.
It gets better.
Yeah.
If the guy is hardworking, it gets better.
If he's loving, he loves nature, treats people well.
I've never dated, yet I'm turning 25 next year. I feel so unloved. Like there's something wrong with me.
Oh, why would she feel that way?
Because she hasn't dated.
I don't know. I feel like some people can be late bloomers.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can start dating late. And they can actually just start dating late and get the right person real quick.
The first person you date. Unaweza kuwa
ulianza hii mchezo 16. So uko 28 na bado wanaume wanakuchezea ile Nairobi. Kwani I never learn, you know. So I don't think when it comes
there's
to dating there's anything wrong with the other person. I feel like maybe this person has pegged a lot of her value though. His or her value on the dating. She feels like dating somebody might add him or her more value, which is not true.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so too. I think there's a lot of societal pressure. Like you have to be, start 20s are for dating. So if you're getting late in your 20s and you're not dating, then of course there's something wrong with me. But they're late bloomers and things work out.
I don't even see 25 as late, to be honest. I think it's because I'm also growing old.
So, Guka.
So I'm like 25, 25.
That's still young.
Okay. So
is this the last one? We have personally.
I don't know if I'm a lover girl or just delusional. Ukishaona nini story imeanza na kitu imeanza vi dramatic hivi hata si hey Ben and Wanjiru. It's going to be a long one, you know?
It's long.
It is with emojis. Eh, kwanza nimeona pale. I almost told 50k. Wewe, this is going to be nice. Let me sit up. Even put this water here. So the story is, personally, I don't know if I'm a lover girl or just delusional, but Nairobi has been Nairobing me every time I think of getting into any relationship. It's junior and wapi. But let me start with a guy I call Graveyard, because he's dead to me. Right? Not where? Sinikwambia, brace yourself for a long one.
But let me start with a guy I call Graveyard. So he calls this guy Graveyard because he is dead to me. Because he's dead to me. Right? Not. Where? If there's somebody who tested my life, was this guy.
It was Graveyard.
Was Graveyard. I almost stole 50K from my mom to send him because he lost his mom's chama money to Forex. And I felt sad about it. Only later to find out that he used it on some shore to Diani. I want to on Arabia Forex, Gina. I want to on Arabia Forex. Forex is actually a very good investment opportunity.
It's so sad.
But now people are messing it up, huh? Only to find out he used to take some shore to Diani. Eh? And to make it worse, I still forgive the guy. I'm literally cringing, thinking about it, but I was young and stupid. But still, I thought he was my soulmate. But did guys, let's write in English. It just helps in easier reading of these things. Punctuations, we need to put a short course here, in Grammarly or something. I don't know. I am.
Guys, let's just
make it worse, I still forgive the guy. I'm literally cringing thinking about it. I was young and stupid. Still am, but I thought he was my soulmate. But what I did not expect from a... But what did I expect from a guy who lives in... Do I mention the brand? Who lives in very nice hostel apartments.
I will say it here for the sake
Kwetu.
Of... Oh!
But what did I expect from a guy who lives in those hostels? Well, then I've heard he has Kaswende. And I'm not certainly sure, but if that's so, I'm not saying he deserves it, but God's time is always right. You can't drag God's timing into this. Hapo hata mimi nimekata. You can't drag God's timing into this mess. Let's dissect it.
Kaswende is what?
Kaswende is like gonorrhea.
Ooh.
Can you imagine? And also, how do you find out this information? Because this is like private stuff between the doctor and... I don't know how you found out about this.
I am napitia.
What unapitia Nairobi? But
it's safe to say, thank God.
I think when things get sensitive in a relationship, if you're not married, and well, marriage,
yeah, go there. Go
marriage
there.
Is a different dynamic. Mm. But when you're still dating somebody, you really have no business trying to send somebody 50K because they lost somebody, your mom's money chama on chama. Money.
On, I love this.
If Forex is such a good, which Forex is, then the mom should be able to forgive you because it's high risk, high reward. True or not?
True.
You can't try and be this savior of the world and try and fix and you're trying to sort
it
out.
It's that savior complex. Like if I do this for him, he'll love me.
Mm.
I have the illusion that we'll be together forever. Mm. Yeah.
So can you imagine this guy akiwa kwa place ya ku withdraw your pesa for like ingamia. Nipatie 49, maybe I didn't have yet fuliza. Wakaenda wakapanda basi. Wakapanda basi. Wakaenda wakashuka.
Maybe alimlipia flights.
Hey, oh, maybe after they even went. Maybe
flights,
kwa
flights. Yeah.
Unaona hapo Wilson wakichakiwa.
Una believe ni
oh
Forex.
My God, man.
But thank God you came out of it.
Yeah, but don't drag God into it. He watcha. Eti kaswende nini. But anyway, you guys are really going through. Do you have another story?
I think this is the last one. Okay. And Ben, I'm very keen on hearing what your thoughts are on this one.
Okay, so this is trouble.
Just go there. You know what? Go there. You're writing a book, right?
Yes, I am writing a book.
So this may be the final chapter.
Okay.
We love one another, but we keep on breaking God's rules before marriage. And well, it's been tough sometimes.
Hey. We love one another.
But we keep on breaking God's rules.
That's actually a very easy question. Thank you so much for asking. But really, what happens is, she's not specified what God's rules are. It could be tithing. And let me tell you, if you don't tithe, poverty will come in like plague. Canker worms. Zitakwazina kunyemele hivi kwa mat. So we don't know what God's rules she's breaking.
But she's saying before marriage.
So that's sex before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say about it?
See, I'm waiting for you. You're the one who's writing a book. I'm not writing any book.
I've not tackled this topic. This was going to be on my second book. But if you're breaking, if you're having sex before marriage, sex is definitely sacred. It's limited within the constraints of marriage.
Especially if you're a believer.
With your wife, you know?
Mm.
So if you're having it before, there's definitely some things that you're doing that are not, that are putting you in such a sensitive situation. If the chick is definitely coming to your house and you live alone, oh, let me tell you, you can't be holier than, you can't be the holy one who will quench that fire with, like, by praying or speaking in tongues. You're definitely going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely number one. Number two, I don't know if both of you have talked about it so that you agree where both of you stand on that issue.
What are your boundaries,
yes,
both of you?
Yes, what are your boundaries on it? So yeah, minimum pet of 2 points. Surely we will make them 2 joy stories.
I'm going to tell mzee wa nyumba. So ukisema.
Ah, no, but definitely. If you're trying to move away from it, I think things to do with sex require a lot of practical actions more than just believing and praying and reading the Bible. Because you could literally be from Katoloni. Yani bado hata ujashawa. And you put yourself in that situation
and
you're still going to stumble.
Yeah.
In fact, the Bible literally says flee.
Yeah. May God give you
fleeing
strength.
Fleeing is running. Mm. So, yeah, maybe you're putting yourself in that situation.
May God give you strength. All right.
Yeah.
That is a wrap for this.
Stories. You guys are really going through it.
Mm.
And be kind to people. What wanna girls or hang out? You know, people are becoming philosophers
because of what
Nairobi is making them
them
do. You know, yeah. What wanna lipiwa flights to Diani? Unadhani lipotea na Forex? I say, ukifuata news, unaona the dollar is doing well. The pound is also doing well. So what collapsed, you know? Thank you so much, guys, for the Jared stories. Remember, if you want to send in an anonymous message, we won't know who you are. We won't know where it's from. There's a link below. And let us know what's your Jared story. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for watching. Please remember to subscribe. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Adios.